Nolte, crippled Marvel moving away from Phase 5 villain Jonathan Majors, report. By John Nolte on November 14, 2023. The compounding legal problems facing actor Jonathan Majors are forcing the Disney grooming syndicate to think seriously about replacing a key Marvel character already introduced and threaded into what's known as Marvel Phase 5. Majors plays Kang the Conqueror, who is slash was supposed to be the Phase 5 Thanos, the iconic villain that drove the Marvel Cinematic Universe to the heights of Avengers, Endgame, 2019. Kang was introduced in Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantum Nobody Cares and further ingrained in the continuing storyline by way of Loki. Season 2, which just concluded on Disney's faltering streaming and grooming outlet, Disney+. Marvel now has two serious problems. The first is that Majors is facing a pile of domestic abuse charges. The second is that Hollywood is a fascist institution that no longer believes in the presumption of innocence or the rights of the accused. So even though Majors has not had his day in court, Hollywood is still blacklisting him. Or, should I say, the Democrats who run Hollywood are blacklisting the black guy. Because back when it looked like The Flash might be a big box office triumph, these same Hollywood Democrats were all lining up to save the white guy. Ezra Miller, whose rap sheet is much more troubling than the allegations against Majors. Not that the allegations against Majors aren't serious. They are. Anyway, according to Jordan Rumi, who frequently posts reliable scoops and is good at sifting through the interweb.nets and curating reliable scoops, Disney is preparing to dump Majors. As Jonathan Majors' legal situation worsens, the folks over at Disney and Marvel seem to have already made the decision to get rid of him, writes Rumi based on a podcast where MCU, the Reign of Marvel Studios author Joanna Robinson dropped this bombshell. I heard from someone recently, the screenwriter Jeff Loveness, who wrote Quantumania, was supposed to write the Kang Dynasty. Anyway, it's confirmed. I had it confirmed to me he is no longer working for Marvel, she reveals. I asked the person why, and they said the reason why is he was all wrapped up in this Kang storyline and they are likely going to be moving away from that. T to the he. Already, Phase 5 has been a disaster. Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantum Nobody Cares underperformed. The Marvels, which hit theaters this weekend, is the biggest flop in the franchise's history. And the rumors around the upcoming Captain America, Brave New World and Blade smell of death and day. And now, with Avengers, the Kang Dynasty, as in Jonathan Majors Kang, already on the calendar for May of 2026. Marvel is looking at either one, quickly rewriting a bunch of films and streaming series to introduce a new villain or two, recasting Kang. Suppose Marvel decides to shoehorn in a new villain to finish off Phase 5 and 6 with the doubleheader of Avengers, Kang Dynasty, May 2026, and Avengers, Secret Wars, May 2027. In that case, you're talking about a franchise already in serious creative trouble adding massive rewrites to 4 or 5 films, not counting those last two. Plus, whatever lousy streaming series these hacks have planned. Recasting might not be so easy. Jonathan Majors is something special, a true acting talent with movie star charisma. If Michael B. Jordan had not been so iconic as Killmonger in Black Panther, 2018, he might have been an option. Marvel has already recast roles. Mark Ruffalo effortlessly took over for Ed Norton as the Hulk. Don Cheadle just as easily stepped in for Terrence Howard as Rhodey. This one won't be as easy, methinks. Watch, Kang, all the best Jonathan Majors scenes from Ant-Man and the Wasp. Quantumania. Above all, we must all keep the following in mind at all times. Everyone who works at Disney and Marvel hate us and are either grooming our kids or enabling the grooming of our kids. So our only responsibility is to sit back, enjoy the implosion, and hope for more bad news. John Nolte's debut novel Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, is available today. You can read an exclusive excerpt here and a review of the novel here.